Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 10, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. Long day.
Feels like we just did this yesterday. Yeah, oh, wait, we did.
We did, and we're doing it again today for Saturday's card. So, but I'm doing good. I'm fired up.
Yeah. You'll talk about... Are we going to review today's results, or are we going to...
Yeah, real quickly. Real quickly. We've got so many races to go through.
Okay. Well, we should at least mention a few of it. I mean, it was the two-year-olds running now during the Friday card, so... And we're recording this Friday. The race is just wrapped up. So let's get started. A lot to talk about here, like you said. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find links to the ways you can listen to us. We have all the bases covered. Just click a link. You'll have a way to listen. Most of you are listening with the Apple Podcasts app. You're subscribed, which we love. Keep it up. Also, be sure you go join our Facebook group. The link is on our website as well. And a few other people have joined, as I've mentioned. So we post some videos and items on there as well. If you want to be able to listen to us on the Amazon Echo, you can do that by saying Echo, play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. And also be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR. Steve may post some late day changes and maybe some other picks he finds. All right. As I said, we'll briefly talk about what happened today. We'll also mention again our donation page broke quickly, and then there's of course no nuggets because there's plenty of races to talk about today for Saturday's card. So go ahead and I guess this is hot off the press. What happened today at day of the Breeders' Cup?
Yep. So 5 Breeders' Cup races today and 2 top pick winners. So. Both of them were favorites. But if you had listened carefully to the podcast last evening, you would have known that, I was very strong on both these horses and they both won pretty easily. One of them went wire to wire on the turf. And the other one, won in a pretty nice stretch duel here in this last race, in the 9th race. But so 2 out of 5, Dave, no price plays. One of the races, we did run 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and our top pick ran 3rd and paid $10 a show. And our good buddy Tim texted me; he had it across the board and just got nipped for 2nd as well. So, so there was some money to be made. It was tough today, though. It was tough. Speed was holding on the dirt and also holding pretty nicely on the turf. The turf course just looked brutal. Horses were zigging and zagging all over the track. So, but anyways, Dave. 2 top pick winners out of 5 races.
All right. And then we mentioned that last episode, we just want to make sure we tell you all about our donation page. That's at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. If you wanted to go over that real quickly, like we talked about last episode, just let everybody know about it.
Yeah, Dave, it's just an opportunity for the people that listen to our podcast to donate to the cause. It does cost some money to put these podcasts on along the website and the podcasting software and the hardware that you need in order to put this podcast on, and certainly the investment in racing forms and things. It's not expensive, but it's not inexpensive, and so we're hoping that we're going to get enough to offset the cost of what we're doing, and so if the listeners find it in their heart to donate and appreciate some of the things that you and I have been doing, that would be great. It certainly isn't required, and certainly is not something that we're expecting people to do, because as we've always said, we're doing this because it's fun,
right?
And we want to help educate horse players. So that's really all I want to say about it, Dave. If those of you that are listening are interested, click on the link, and we have 3 different levels that you can subscribe to. Yep, and you can also just make a one-time donation, and hopefully, it'll be easy enough for you to figure out. If you have any questions about it, you could just send an email to Dave or I. So,
yep. Again, the page to visit, and we're putting it out on Twitter as well as, like you said, it's, the link is available on, it will be available on every episode going forward. It's patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. We'd appreciate it. All right, let's move on and go right to the handicapping for tomorrow's card. We're going to have a very busy day tomorrow. We got 9 total races here, races 3 through 11, all the Breeders' Cup races for the day. We're going to start off with the third race. Third race is 7 furlongs. It's a grade 1. It's the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, $1 million for Filly and Mare 3-year-olds. And it was also going to start a pick 3. And give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So, you know, because there are so many races, I'm just going to say a couple things about each one of these horses and then we'll move along. Our top selection in this race is going to be the 5-horse Golden Mischief, trained by Brad Cox. Florent Giroux, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff, has a bullet work in the holster at Churchill Downs on October 28th. So, get a nice price at 10-1 with Cox and Giroux, with a horse that looks like he's rounding into form. So let's make the 5-horse Golden Mischief our top selection in the third race. Our second selection, Dave, let's go to the rail. Let's go to the 1-horse Selkort. Selkort's trained by John Sadler. Tyler Bay's the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. This horse has got a great lifetime record, 6 starts, 4 wins, a second and a third. This horse might be the speed of the race, speed in the rail, Tyler Bays. I like those combinations. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be all the way on the outside. Now that I'm playing with paper, it's not as easy as thumbing through my iPad. Our third and final selection is the 13 Marley's Freedom. Baffert trains, for those of you that don't know, Baffert won the big race today. He's got Mike Smith riding this one at 8-5, bullet workout at Santa Anita last time out. Certainly can produce a triple digit buyer speed figure. And, you know, I think we all know that Baffert does well with these kinds of horses. And when he teams up with Mike Smith, still a ridiculous 42% and 99 starts between 2017 and 18 with Smith and Baffert. So to summarize, Dave, our selections in the third race at Churchill on Saturday are 5, 1, and 13.
Okay, we'll go right to the fourth race. 5.5 furlongs on the turf. It's a grade 1. It's the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, $1 million purse, 3-year-olds and upward. It's the start of a pick 4, a 50-cent pick 4, and give us your picks.
So our top selection in this race, Dave, is the 11 horse. The 11 horse is World of Trouble. Jason Service trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Has had back-to-back wins on off tracks on the turf, and Service excels with turf sprinters. So, and certainly the way the track played today on the turf course, this horse looks like it'll be in a pretty good spot to take this race. So let's make the 11 horse, Dave, World of Trouble our top selection in the fourth race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Lost Treasure. Lost Treasure is trained by Aidan O'Brien. Ryan Moore is the jockey, 21 in the morning line. Lasix for the first time, blinkers off, 3-year-old colt with adjusted time form figures to buyer figures, a couple of triple digits there. And so you get 20-1 with a top trainer and jockey on a turf race on Breeders' Cup Saturday. So let's make the 7 horse Lost Treasure our second selection, Dave. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 14 horse. The 14 horse is Conquest Tsunami. Peter Miller trains Flavian Pratt's the jockey. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. This horse has definitely got early speed, but from that outside post position might be better off just stalking the speed. And it's looked, at least today, like you need to be up or near the front. If you were going to win on the turf course at Churchill. So let's make the 14 horse Conquest Tsunami our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, race 4 Churchill down Saturday, our selections are going to be 11, 7, and 14.
Okay, move on to the fifth race. Fifth race is 1 mile. It's on the dirt. It's a grade 1. It's the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Purse of $1 million, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
So my top selection in this race, Dave, race 5, is going to be the 6-horse Seeking the Soul. Dallas Stewart trains BJ Hernandez, the jockey, 5-1 the morning line. third off the layoff, loves the Churchill racetrack, has been working out very nicely coming into this race, seems to fit. Let's put the six horse Seeking the Soul, our top selection in the fifth race at Churchill on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the one horse. The one horse is City of Light. Michael McCarthy trains Javier Castellano, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. This is a nice four-year-old colt. McCarthy, as I think I mentioned on the podcast yesterday, is 24% in graded stakes races. Yep. So does pretty nice in these situations. And our third and final selection, Dave, in this fifth race is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Catalina Cruiser. Sadler trains. Drayton Van Dyke's the jockey. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line, but draws tough outside post position, has done nothing wrong in a very short career, 4-4-4, four-year-old colt, 3 triple-digit buyer speed figures. We'd have to put this horse in the gimmicks and the multi-win race wagers. So let's make the 10-horse Catalina Cruiser our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Churchill Downs Race 5 Saturday, our selections are going to be 6, 1, and 10.
Okay, move on to the sixth race. Sixth race is a long distance here, 1 3/8. It's on the turf. It's a grade one, the Maker's Mark Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf. It's $2 million, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the three-horse. The three-horse is Wild Illusion. Wild Illusion's trained by Charles Appleby. William T. Buick is the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. Nice adjusted time form figure to 103 buyer the last time out, has a 419 Tomlinson at this distance, 396 Tomlinson on the turf. Sources bred to win on the turf. And by the way, Buick won one of the Breeders' Cup races today, which I had mentioned how much I thought he was a good jockey, one of the great good European jockeys that are going to be here. So let's make the three horse, Dave, Wild Illusion, our top selection in the sixth race at Churchill on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 12 horse. The 12 horse is Santa Monica. Chad Brown trains. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. 15-1 in the morning line. We get third off the layoff. We get a couple of nice sub 12 second eighths of a mile. We also have a nice 22 second quarter of a mile in these past performances. Has raced well in an off track before. Looks well positioned. You get Chad, you get Jose on a 15-1 morning line shot. So let's make the 12 horse Santa Monica our second selection in this sixth race at Churchill on Saturday. Our third selection and third and final selection, Dave, in this race is going to be the 9 horse, a Raving Beauty, another Chad Brown horse, Javier Castellano this time, 10-1 the morning line. Johnny V changed tactics with this horse last time and put this horse on the engine, and the horse went wire to wire. Johnny finds himself on another horse in this race, but Castellano is the same kind of rider. Could get this thing out on the front end on an off track and go wire to wire like some of the horses did today on that real soft turf. So let's make the 9 horse a Raving Beauty with the change in tactics, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Churchill Downs Race 6 on Saturday, our selections are going to be 3, 12, and 9.
Okay, move to the seventh race. Seventh race starts a pick 5. It's also got a pick 3. It's 6 furlongs. It's a grade 1, the Twin Spires Breeders' Cup Sprint. $2 million, three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so probably to no surprise to the people that listen a lot, my top selection is going to be Whitmore. Whitmore's trained by Ron Moquette. Ricardo Santana's the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Third off the layoff. Probably bounced last time. Couple of nice bullet workouts coming into this race. I know this horse races game every time he races. So I like Whitmore in this spot. Let's make the one horse Whitmore our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 2 horse Promises Fulfilled. Dale Roman's trains, Luis Saez, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This is one of those horses I like to call power sprinter. Power sprinters are horses that have also won at a distance, and I really like them when they have wired at a distance. And if you look at the Fountain of Youth there, I think you might remember we might have had the horse that day, Dave, and yep, might have collected a nice paycheck. I like power sprinters, and this horse fits that category. So let's make the 2 horse Promises Fulfilled our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the five-horse Imperial Hint. Leo Caraval is the trainer. Javier Castellano is the jockey, 9 to 5 in the morning line. Boy, this horse likes to win. But this horse does not has not won at Churchill Downs in two tries. So second off a layoff. Looks like it's training pretty nicely. We're going to put this horse in the third slot, though, today, Dave. So let's make Imperial Hint our third and final selection in this seventh race. So to summarize, Dave, race 7, Churchill Downs, Saturday. Our selections are 1, 2, and 5.
Okay, we move to the eighth race. Eighth race is a mile on the turf. It's a grade 1. It's the Breeders' Cup mile, $2 million for three-year-olds and upward, and it also has a pick 4. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, I will give you my picks as soon as I can get to my picks.
From that paper.
Yeah. Old school, baby. My top selection in this race is going to be the 12 horse. The 12 horse is Analyze It. Chad Brown trains. Irad Ortiz, 6-1 in the morning line. Second off a layoff. You know, won really nicely on that yielding turf course at Keeneland on April 6th with the other Ortiz brother. But I particularly like Chad second off the layoff, especially if he was the favorite and he got beat the last time. So we're going to make the 12 horse Analyze It our top selection in this eighth race, Dave. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 5 horse. The 5 horse is Oscar Performance. Brian Lynch trains. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. The other Ortiz, 6-1 in the morning line. Also, this horse has got speed, and when they leave this horse alone, like they did the last time in the Woodbine Mile, this horse just went wire to wire. So I think we're going to make the 5 horse Oscar Performance, Dave, our second selection in this eighth race. And our third and final selection is the 7 horse. We're going to make the 7 horse Expert Eye. Michael Stute, Sir Michael Stute, is the trainer. Frankie Dettori is the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. He has 4 adjusted time form figures that would be triple digit buyer figures. This horse gets Lasix for the first time. So we're going to make the 7 horse Expert Eye our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Churchill Downs race 8 on Saturday. Our selections are going to be 12, 5, 7.
Okay, move to the ninth race. Ninth race is a mile and an eighth. It's a grade 1. It's the Longines Breeders' Cup Distaff. It's $2 million for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Here's your picks.
Top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 2, Abel Tasman. Baffert trains, Mike Smith's the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. I don't know what went wrong the last time. This horse was 1-9 and just was empty. But bounced pretty nicely, though, off that lifetime high buyer speed figure of 105, Dave. You know I love these horses coming off the bounce. Right. Third off the layoff, Baffert and Smith, 7-2 in the morning line. I'm going to take the 2 horse here, Dave, Abel Tasman. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Midnight Basu. Steve Asmussen trains. We get Johnny V as the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Nice bullet work out there at Churchill Downs. I've heard this horse has been reading and what, and I've also saw one of the workouts of Midnight Basu. This horse seems to be coming into good shape here. Would not surprise me if this horse also was very competitive and quite possibly win the race. So let's make the 7 horse Midnight Basu our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go to the outside. Kind of blasphemy not to put Mananamoy girl. I almost said Mananamoy. How many times have I messed that up in 2 years?
Mananamoy girl.
She's a nice horse.
We've had her a few times.
Yep. Drew a rough outside post here, second off a layoff. Got DQ'd the last time. I don't like horses that got disqualified the last time. For whatever reason, they weren't right. They didn't run straight. Again, I think this horse will get over bet, but we're going to put her in our 3 selections, Dave. So let's make Mananamoy girl our third and final selection. So to summarize, race 9 on Saturday, our selections are going to be 2, 7, 11.
All right. And they did post some scratches. I don't know if you caught those. So, Manuel, we need to review that before the end of the show. Just want to mention that.
Yep.
All right. Now we move over to the 10th race. Now we get into some the big races of the day here. This is a mile and a half long distance on the turf. It's a grade one. It's Longines Breeders' Cup turf. $4 million purse, three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, I'm going to try Euro in this race. Going to go with the 12-horse Waldgeist. Waldgeist is trained by André Fabre Pierre Boudot. I had to look that up. I had to look up his first name, Dave, Pierre. third off a layoff. Adjusted buyer figures from time form, 113 and 112. I don't know. This looks like the kind of horse that can win a race like this. Dave likes the soft turf course, third off a layoff. Got some nice speed figures here. So we're going to make the 12-horse Waldgeist our top selection, and it's blasphemy not to have made the 2-horse Enable the top pick, but I'm going to make her our second selection. So let's make the 2 Enable, who some people think is the best horse in the world, our second selection. John Gosden, you know, superstar trainer, trains Frankie Dettori, the jockey, Even Money in the morning line. Lasix for the first time, but these adjusted time form figures aren't any better than our top selection. So with the difference in morning line, I know we're going to get value on our horse. So we're going to put the 2-horse here in the second slot instead of the top slot. So let's make Enable our second selection here. And then our third and final selection, Dave, I'm going to make put an improving horse in our third slot for the 3-horse Channel Maker, Mott Trains, Jose Ortiz, 12-1 in the morning line. Boy, that was a nice race last time.
Yep.
As one of our selections, I believe we had this horse in our top 3 at 5-1. This horse ran a 108 buyer speed figure last time. Looks like this horse is really getting good. This, since that layoff from Belmont in June, we're talking buyers of 102, 103, and 108. So the scale keeps going up. So let's make the 3-horse Channel Maker our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race at Churchill on Saturday. Our selections are going to be 12, 2, 3.
All right. And finally, the 11th race, the biggest race of the day, mile and a quarter. It's a grade one, the Breeders' Cup Classic. $6 million purse, three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yep. So I spent a lot of time on this one, Dave. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in trying to win these kinds of races. So yep. Here's the horse I came up with. I'm going to make the 10-horse Yoshida my top selection.
Wow.
Bill Mott trains, Jose Ortiz the jockey, 10-1 the morning line. This is a classy turf horse who tried the dirt for the first time last time and won that Woodward Stakes. And I really liked the turn of foot that I saw that day. Certainly this horse showed some sub 12-second eighths of a mile on the turf course. Looks like he's totally capable of that kind of turn of foot on the dirt. Just think was, you know, I read that Mott had been thinking about putting this horse on the dirt for quite a while, but he was doing so well on the turf, they didn't want to change things up. And it wouldn't surprise me second time on the dirt if this horse doesn't yep. race even better. We get a 4-year-old colt who, you know, should be, you know, right in his sweet spot for, from an age standpoint and development standpoint, I don't know, Dave, just looks like Yoshida to me. So I'm going to make the 10-horse Yoshida okay. my top selection. My second selection in this race is going to be the 14-horse Accelerate. A lot of people off Accelerate right now. Certainly a 15-point decline in buyer speed figures the last time. But again, that was probably a bounce from that, you know, Pacific Classic race at Del Mar in August, and you know, I would feel silly if Accelerate would win the race and me not have the horse in my selection. So yeah. I'm going to make Accelerate our second selection, Dave, and then our third and final selection. I'm going to go to the 7-horse. I'm going to go to West Coast with Baffert as a trainer. Johnny V, 5-1 in the morning line, gets Johnny V for the first time, and again, yeah, Smitty's been on him, Castellano's been on him. But again, you know, I like jockey changes. Not this isn't a positive or negative change. It's just a change, and it could matter. We get second off the layoff with a horse that can certainly produce a buyer speed figure that could win this race with no doubt about it. Another 4-year-old colt. So I think we're going to make the 7-horse West Coast our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, the Breeders' Cup Classic, race 11 on Saturday, Dave. Our selections are going to be 10, 14, and 7.
All right, you made it.
I got to the finish line. I did.
So I don't know if there was any scratches. If any scratches do come up, obviously we'll put them up on Twitter, and you'll make an alternate pick if that is the case. With that,
I did nail the scratches already. I did have a horse that I had picked, and I saw that it was scratched, and so I made another selection today. So unless something scratches tomorrow, which is always possible, all these horses that I mentioned should be good to go.
Make sure, just make mention that so everybody keeps an eye out. And let's wrap this up. Again, visit our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. You know how to reach us. It's all there. Take a look. On Twitter, make sure you're following us, Off the Charts HR. Any podcast updates, any race day changes, of course, other picks. I doubt you'll have any other picks because there's just plenty we've just provided you this week.
Yeah.
Again, if you want to donate to us, it's patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. If you want to send us an email, any questions, email us at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Now that you come to the finish line, any closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, I knew today was going to be a tough day because it was 2-year-olds. I would expect the races to be a little bit more formful tomorrow. And, I'm usually good for one nice price winner, Dave, in these races. So hopefully when it hits, the listeners have got it in the right position and have played it the right way.
Yep. And we'll be together tomorrow at the OTB. Hopefully we're going to get the big winners tomorrow. And like I said, keep your eyes out on Twitter. We'll be very active. So with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.